Use Mathematics and Science, Section 17. Calculate the expansion and contraction of various piping materials due to heating and cooling. All piping systems expand and contract with changes in temperature. This issue must be addressed with appropriate system design to prevent damage to the system. The effects of expansion when heating and contraction when cooling are typically accommodated by the system at changes of direction in the piping. In other words, long straight runs of piping are most susceptible to experience measurable movement with changes in temperature. Because of this, the installation of an expansion loop or offset is required on long straight runs. Expansion loops allow the piping system to absorb the forces generated by expansion or contraction without damage. The rate of linear expansion does not vary with pipe size. The greatest consideration is the type of piping material. The effects of expansion and contraction are most pronounced on hot water lines in which the temperature changes or delta T are greater. To calculate the amount of expansion or contraction a material will undergo, the coefficient of expansion, or COE, must be known for the particular material involved. These coefficients have been standardized and are based on a specific temperature intensity. There is a specific expansion coefficient for Fahrenheit and Celsius for every type of material. The unit of length may vary as the COE is a ratio of any given length. These units may be expressed in inches, feet, millimeters, meters, etc. Figure 1 gives coefficients of linear expansion for commonly used piping materials that include ferrous metal, alloys that include iron, non-ferrous metals, alloys without iron, and thermoplastic pipe, sometimes called thermosoftening plastic. These are used in calculating the amount of expansion or contraction that may occur in piping systems. Note, the high expansion coefficients for the plastic materials make plastic piping extremely sensitive to change in temperature. The design of plastic piping systems must include accommodation for high expansion. Linear expansion can be expressed through the following equation. Change in length equals COE times length times delta T, where CH equals change in length due to expansion or contraction. COE equals coefficient of linear expansion. L equals original length. Delta T equals temperature change of piping material. Piping system flexibility. Piping system must be sufficiently flexible to accommodate the movements of the components as they expand. In many cases, the flexibility of the piping system, due to the length of the pipe and the number of bends and supports, means that no undue stress is imposed. In other installations, however, it will be necessary to incorporate some specific means of achieving this required flexibility. These include expansion fittings and expansion loops. Expansion fittings. The expansion fitting is one method of accommodating expected expansion. These fittings are placed within a pipeline and are designed to accommodate expansion and contraction without the total length of the pipeline changing. They're referred to as an expansion bellows due to the bellows type construction of the expansion sleeve. Other expansion fittings can be made from the same piping in the form of a prefabricated expansion loop. This can be a less expensive option to satisfy the requirement for expansion control, but more space is typically needed to accommodate the piping arrangement. Expansion loops. The expansion loop can be fabricated from lengths of straight pipe and elbows welded at the joints. If the job site specifications do not allow fabricated loops, manufacturers provide a vast variety of loop designs that may be acceptable for use.